2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, sports fans, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. I am Scott Mitchell, and he's Alex Carey. I got a question for you, Alex.
What do you got?
Are you like a warm weather guy, or are you a cold weather guy? Like if you had your preference, would you – like Utah, I would say, is a cold weather place, right? Mm-hmm. I know it gets hot in the summer, but it gets cold in the winter. Right? And a place like Florida.
Yeah.
Or maybe even like – I guess Southern California kind of gets cold, but I don't know.
I think that I'm more of a cold weather guy. Two reasons. I'm a fat dude, and so I like the extra layers, okay?
Right.
And I prefer not to sweat as much. And so that's one of those and that's what you're going to get with winter is you get to wear the – I mean, being hot is not becoming. You know what I mean? So it just is one of those. Do you remember the movie Miss Congeniality? And I agree with this gal because she was the Miss Rhode Island. Bill Shatner was the guy who was like running this thing, and he goes, Miss Rhode Island, please describe your ideal perfect date. And she goes, oh, that's a tough one. I'd have to say April 25th because it's not too hot and not too cold. All you need is a light jacket. And I'm kind of with her. Like April 25th. And we're kind of in that range right now. You know, we're a couple weeks removed from there. We have those periodic like, hey, man, was it 60 this morning? And like tomorrow's going to be 80. So
I'm a warm weather person all the way.
Okay. But you lived in Florida, so you have to be if you're going to make that work because it's 85 in, on Christmas Day. So
that's a little weird, but it's a day, right? And after that, it's like, wow, I'm still wearing shorts. I sweat in cold weather. So that's the thing. It's like I'm not immune to sweating regardless of where the temperature is. So I'm like, hey, if I'm going to sweat, I might as well do it in warm weather.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that. That's what
I like to sweat. By the way,
I know I don't, and my wife doesn't like it, doesn't appreciate it as much either. So, all right, Scott, it's the
some people do, some people don't.
Yeah, it's an exciting time in the Pac-12. They said today was the date. They were kind of aiming for this May 13th date to be able to get a new Pac-12 commissioner, and they've got themselves a new Pac-12 commissioner, and this is an interesting move because George Kliavkov is the newest addition. George Kliavkov, who comes from MGM Resorts. Okay, this is the guy who has been running MGM Resorts from their athletics. You know their programming for all of their events that they're having, basically, right? So he's been driving all of this stuff that they've been doing, and they partner with Hearst and NBC Universal. And they have all these things that have been that he's been a part of, and everybody initially saw this move and they said, okay, what's going on here? You pick up a guy who's been repping the casinos, entertainment side of things from a sports side and from an event side of things. And I think that as soon as this came out, people wanted to find some criticism for this. But it was kind of tough, and initially, just after a first day, people are really liking this George Kliavkov and what he brings to the table in his background. And here's—I'll just give you a little taste of what he had to say on his first day of being introduced as the Pac-12 commissioner.
We will make decisions to optimize revenue for our member institutions, including renegotiating our media distribution deals. We will do everything we can at the conference level to make our teams more competitive in revenue-generating sports, especially football. I want to go on the record that the Pac-12 is in favor of both the expansion of the college football playoffs to more teams and the implementation of consistent guidelines for name, image, and likeness.
We think that both
CFP expansion and NIL legislation are good for college sports fans.
Sorry to get it, jump in there too early, but I'm excited because he just said right off the bat, hey, man, let's expand the college football playoff and let's get these players paid, man.
On our show, you ask about earlier, what should a new commissioner look like? How do you turn this around if you're at the Pac-12? And you have to start with the image side of it. So his background clearly is in understanding the media and entertainment and image and all that stuff.
Putting butts in the seats, all that stuff.
Right. I think exactly. And I think people were like, oh, MGM Resorts, and they immediately think, well, you know, gambling. But it's a whole lot more than that. The thing that really jumped out at me, because I said this on our show and I believe it. You've got to have football go. Number one, above anything else. And this isn't, like, I love all sports and I love people that, you know, my son plays lacrosse. It's amazing. I love to watch it. He's really good at it.
Here comes the butt, everybody.
But it doesn't generate interest on a broad scale. It's not going to bring in revenue, you know, marketing dollars. It's not going to bring prestige. I mean, you look at the big conferences in the country, the SEC and the Big Ten, and that football is king, period. And then you have, but what you have is the Pac-12 network was an unmitigated disaster. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was really bad.
Yeah.
And there has to be, this isn't rocket science to resolve this. And I just appreciate this guy came in from day one. He didn't say, hey, we're going to have smart players. We're going to have smart systems.
We're going to have systems.
And those smart players are going to know our systems and all that stuff. He just got right to the meat of the matter.
That is the meat of the matter.
And I don't know how much influence he's going to have on an expanded playoff. It sounds like the next time TV comes around, that's probably going to happen in college football. But
yeah.
I just appreciate, and it's not that I'm a football guy, but –
You're a football guy. Come on.
But I want the Pac-12 to do good. I don't like that it's the Pac. You know, it's where it's a power 4.5. You know, it's not quite a power 5 conference. And there's so much like potential for it to be. I mean, I've been to all these schools and I've seen these facilities and all that they have, and it just should be so much more exciting, and there should be so much more interest.
Well, across the board. Let me read the thing that I think. You really loved, and I know after you were when we were first going over this, and you said, look what he said. This is the thing that stood out to me the most. The part about him saying, hey, let me go on the record. We're going to expand the playoff. This is the one that already got a little bit of people going, now, what's going on here? Is that he said the Pac-12's greatest weakness, if we're being honest with ourselves, is the number of years it's been since we've won a football or men's basketball championship. We're going to do everything to change that. I want to be clear. We know where the bread is buttered. We are focused on the revenue sports and winning in men's basketball and football. And I think that people hear that and they go, they kind of cringe and they go, ooh, don't forget about the other sports. But that was the problem with Larry Scott, is that he went, well, let's focus on the other sports too, though, because we want to win championships across everything. And this is not a diss. You should not listen to that as a diss on your Olympic sport or on your women's basketball team or anything. But what he says is this: we know where the bread is buttered. That means across all of the universities and all of the sports, you have no bread and no butter if you do not, you can't afford it. If you cannot get the basketball, men's basketball teams and the football teams at these institutions winning and scoring big on the money side of things, if you do not have that happen, you cannot be successful at those other ones. And so you have to look at it, and it's the name of the game. And if you want to look at it like it's inequality or whatever, you have to just look at it for what it is right now, and that is football and basketball, football and men's basketball. If those are earning money, the rest of the programs are able to thrive. And that's the way
the rest of the programs, Alex, aren't going to change one bit from where they are right now. They're still going to be – the interest in them – the type of level of play that you have, the championship.
They're still going to get support from the university.
They're not. That's not ever going to change. It's not going to change because it's not driven by what needs to happen in football and men's basketball and the recognition of these the Pac-12 as a Power Five conference. It's just a perception thing. He totally gets it. By the way, my agent his nickname for me was Butter.
What?
Yes, because I buttered his bread.
Oh, and so I get it. Yeah,
he understood. He's like, I know where my bread is buttered.
Oh, there you go.
So when I would call him, guess what? He'd pick up the phone.
And he'd say,
hey, Butter.
Is that you, Butter? some stories don't need to be shared on the air, Scott. That was probably one of them. You know what my agent used to call me? Sweet, sweet Butter.
Butter.
We're going to take the break here. When we come back, Bill Riley, Utah Utes, voice of the basketball and football team. So we get a men's basketball and football. Bill's going to join us. I think he's going to be on the road to Las Vegas. So we've got a lot to go. I want to ask Bill's opinion about this new commissioner and what direction that at least he says he's going to take the conference and if that's going to be how it happens. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unwrapped.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.